When the Children's Museum opened in 2003, across from Centennial Olympic Park, it was the only attraction in that area of downtown Atlanta. Soon it was joined by the Georgia Aquarium, the World of Coke, the Center for Civil and Human Rights, and the College Football Hall of Fame. But after a decade in business, the leaders of the Children's Museum felt their attraction needed to be refreshed. So they took a fresh look. Were they in the right location? Were they serving the right ages, children up to age 8? Did they have the right exhibits? Were they big enough? The answer to most of those questions was yes, but they also recognized that they needed to expand and offer more opportunities to learn science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math through play. So they raised more than $8 million to add a mezzanine level. The reopened Children's Museum now has a centerpiece called the Gateway to the World. It's a blue globe where children can climb up and inside and actually spin the earth. A farm-to-table exhibit shows how food is grown, harvested, shipped, and delivered. There's a sand table where children can create different landscapes and see how that impacts the environment through special effects. Children's Museum CEO Jane Turner said it's all about innovation and giving children opportunities to solve problems. Studies have shown that play sparks a child's creativity. And the museum also reinforces downtown Atlanta's role as a place for people of all ages to come visit and enjoy. Now the area around Centennial Olympic Park has a variety of attractions bringing new life to the heart of our city.